From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. New York Senator Hillary Clinton got a renewed lease on her presidential campaign tonight. She is the projected winner over Illinois Senator Barack Obama in today's Pennsylvania primary. Now this marathon primary season moves on. There are 9 more contests ahead, starting with ones in North Carolina and Indiana on May 6th.
Senator Obama leads in the pledged delegate count, but neither candidate is likely to be able to claim the nomination that way. It all points to those superdelegates, party officials, elected Democrats, and others who serve as delegates to the convention in Denver in late August. And to review tonight's results in Pennsylvania and look ahead, we've assembled in our studio 3 of our leading political lights: Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and Matt Continetti, associate editor of the Weekly Standard. Hi, welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's start with Andy, first of all. Some things could have happened in Pennsylvania today that would have dramatically changed the Democratic contest. Given what seems to have happened, and right now with 42% of the vote counted, it's about a 10-point lead for Hillary Clinton. What is changed?
Well, I think probably not too much. The claim from the Clinton campaign will be that she has won all of these big swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they'll claim Michigan and Florida as well, and therefore that makes the case for her electability. But when we at Pew took those voters in those states and we tested Hillary Clinton against McCain and Obama against McCain, you know what? They ran just about the same. So
same result, but different routes of getting to that.
Different routes of getting there. And she ran as well as he did against McCain in the states where Obama did very well in the primaries. So it doesn't look like primary performance is a good indicator of performance in the potential performance in the general election.
Matt Continetti, what do you make of things here?
I think Andy's basically right. You know, we've seen Hillary assemble a traditional Democratic coalition, working class whites, Catholics, union members. And we've seen Obama with this new coalition of African Americans, younger voters, and liberal professionals. And Obama's bet is that he can turn out enough of those voters in November to kind of make up for whatever he loses among the more traditional Democratic constituencies. And it's possible if he's able to raise the level of African-American support for the Democrats to historic highs, I mean, mid-90 percentiles, and then turn out this army of young voters, which have never appeared before, then it's possible he could still win in a landslide in November. But I think it's unlikely.
Unlikely, EJ?
I think Matt's right in terms of the movement of voters. One other way to look at it is John McCain has sort of closed up with these two Democrats. He's caught up, but in a period when Democrats are absolutely bashing each other over the head, and the Pennsylvania voters noted that it was one of the highest numbers recorded in the exit polls of, you know, asking if was Clinton unfair to Obama about 2/3, was Obama unfair to Clinton about half. So they've been clobbering each other, and McCain still hasn't been able to open up anything like a lead. I think that speaks to the underlying sort of Democratic tilt of this electorate. But Obama's problem is, you know, that a lot of the superdelegates have wanted to end this race for a while. They have been waiting for an Obama breakthrough that would allow them to move in significant numbers to Obama. They thought that might happen in Texas. It didn't happen in Texas. They thought that tonight perhaps he'd get very close to Clinton in Pennsylvania so they could move. The numbers don't look like they'll be big enough to justify that big move. So next stop in this song that never ends, Indiana, I think Indiana will be the next test where people will be looking for an Obama sweep in North Carolina and Indiana, and then maybe they can end it. And Hillary is going to try to stop that.
But were we past talk of a brokered convention?
I don't think it will ever get to that myself. I think that it'll be brokered before you get to the convention. Now, if Obama showed a lot of weakness at the end, giving Clinton grounds to keep fighting and then reopening the battles over Florida and Michigan, which still have to be seeded somehow, then maybe you'd get to the convention. I still think enough of the superdelegates just don't want that to happen.
Andy, North Carolina and Indiana as states, how do they look for these two campaigns?
Well, Indiana might be a better state for Clinton than North Carolina. My guess is that in North Carolina, you've got a large, educated, liberal bloc in the areas around the universities. You have a large African-American population. It's the kind of state where you could have an enthusiasm surge, which is what Obama requires. And he didn't have an enthusiasm surge here. He didn't have a big, heavy turnout of young voters, of independents, and so on and so forth. It was more of a base electorate. In Indiana, you might have more of a base electorate. The question is, does she get any momentum from this win and recovery and added life going into Indiana?
We've been hearing about the divisions in the electorate, and we talked at the beginning of the evening about the voters, say, who are supporting Hillary Clinton, who are saying, at least today, they would not vote for Barack Obama and vice versa. Do you figure that that dissipates come November, that those divisions, the acrimony, whatever it is, fades away and the Democrats consolidate? EJ?
I think most of it dissipates. In today's exit polls, I think there were 11% in a McCain a Clinton matchup, 11% of Obama's voters defected. In the Obama matchup, 15% of the Clinton voters defected. I think that would probably shrink by November. But I think there's concern about demobilizing parts of your electorate. I think if Clinton somehow took this from Obama, you could demobilize these young voters. You could get a lower African-American turnout. And then the question is particularly among older women who support Clinton, who have a kind of feminist sense, would they be demobilized? I think appointments to the Supreme Court, that issue might remobilize them.
Matt Continetti, last question for you. John McCain, watching all of this, on the one hand, you can say he doesn't have to fight a primary anymore. On the other hand, every day there are news stories of these two Democrats beating up on John McCain. This can't be all good news for him.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I think McCain should be worried. I mean, the fact is he's now in this moment of incredible acrimony among the Democrats. He's only tying them statistically in these head-to-head matchups against both candidates. He's off the front pages, as you suggest. He's lagging in money. And, of course, the two major structural issues undergirding this entire election, regardless of who the Democratic nominee is an unpopular war and an unpopular economy.
Matthew Continetti, EJ Dion, Andy Coat, thanks to all three of you for being so insightful this
and
evening.
Patient.
And patient. We saw familiar splits among Democratic voters in Pennsylvania today, a split similar to patterns that we saw in other states. Black voters favored Obama, white working class voters and women leaned toward Clinton. She won older voters. He is more often the choice of younger voters.
And as we've seen in other contests, Pennsylvanians were unhappy about the economy. 8 in 10 Keystone State Democrats who went to the polls said the country is in a serious or moderate recession. Those voters slightly favored Senator Clinton. Voters most worried about the war in Iraq leaned toward Barack Obama.
We have yet to hear from the candidates tonight. Hillary Clinton is in Philadelphia, and Barack Obama has moved on to Indiana. Indiana and North Carolina hold the next contests in this elongated and fascinating election year. That'll be May 6th. Our coverage, by the way, continues with an election news special, a call-in program on the Pennsylvania primary on many of these NPR stations. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.